Okay, talking to Coach Beckman. I spent all day watching your defensive line.
Yeah.
Because that's probably, of any position group, you know, that's...
Got to get better.
Yeah, that's the one that maybe needs to take the step forward. So, after a full week of the, you know, two-a-day split squad and everything else, how do you feel about this year's line?
Well, I think the first thing you look at the group and you see some depth, which we haven't had.
Yeah.
You know, at least depth in the last couple of years has been freshmen or incoming freshmen. They got to play, and those Tico, and then Chunky, and, you know, now it's, you know, you got Jihad Ward. You have Paul James, who's been there a little bit, you know, a unique situation. Inside, Bain is now, was recruited as an offensive lineman. We had to move him to defensive line because of need, and really it's changed his body in not as, not just strength, but the way he moves. And then, you know, the maturity of Tico Powell and the maturity of Jared. And then you've got Fotu, who came in.
Yeah.
And then you look at the other position with Kenny Nelson. I think Kenny's gotten better and better, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's just more names.
Yeah.
And there's more people that need to be responsible for being good defensive linemen.
Sure. And of that, I mean, of all the names you mentioned, you know, Teitsma's kind of the only senior.
Right.
So, this is almost building for next year.
Sure.
Of
a, in the years. I mean, I really, you know, what's unique is that I do, as you look at our team, you know, still when you look at the defense in the two deep, you're just losing Ernest, and you're losing Petty, and you're losing right now Howe and Teitsma. Everybody, and DeJazz. So everybody else out of the 22 are back again the following year.
Yeah.
So we're still a little young.
Yeah.
But the future is playing a lot.
Yeah.
And that's what's different.
And that's one question I had because the regime before, there was a lot of, you know, I don't need to go into that, but they like to play maybe 15, 17 guys on defense.
Yep.
I remember the first game against Western Michigan, I think you had 24, 26 guys rotating in 2012. Total different kind of concept. Can you talk about that, of like how you like to get your younger guys out there and play the whole duty?
The reason being was need to. I mean, you know, usually I shoot for, you know, 18 to probably 24 in that range. But to me, it's about the end of October and November. And it's being able to have your players fresh at that time. And honestly, the last couple of years, we haven't been able to keep them as fresh going into the Big Ten because they've had to play so much.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to get the freshman experience early in the last two seasons because we knew that we'd have to count on them later on. So, you know, now I would say, yeah, I want to be at that 18 to 22, 24 mark as long as they're capable.
Sure.
And I think right now what we're seeing is we have more players that do have experience that will be more capable, way more capable than what we've had in the past.
So when you're doing something like that and your coaches' meetings and such, how much does next year ever come into play of like, you know, some coaches will be like, we're playing these 11 guys, it gives us our best chance, and then the next year they lose a lot of them and there's no experience in this and that. How do you try and balance, like, this guy's really going to be needed next year. Yeah. We got to get him in there this year.
Well,
you know?
The whole key is this year. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
The whole key is winning football games for the football team. But, you know, to me, again, if you have, you know, 22 players that are capable. Now, you don't sub in all 11. You know, you'll have a one with a two.
Sure.
Or a one, you know, with a three if you're good enough at that position.
Sure.
So, you know, to me, it's not just about next year, but it's about October and November.
Yeah.
Making sure they're fresh.
Yeah.
Making sure that they, you know, that are capable to win. If you just look at our, the last 2 years, we've had five wins in September and one win in November and October.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not even one in October.
Yeah.
So it's very important that we do a great job of making sure that, that the players that we have are fresher come time in November. I know Coach Dye used to call it Amen Corner.
Yeah.
And that was the last three games in November, and you had to win them. I mean, it was the Alabama game, which was the rivalry. It was the Georgia game, and then it was one other at that time. And they had to be won. He called it Amen Corner. And, you know, that's, you know, you look at our end of the schedule. Those are very, very important football games that last quarter of our season.
So in the non-conference – not to, you know, push too hard on this point. So in the non-conference, you're up against Cincinnati in the fourth quarter big. Do you then think, let's keep our guys fresh, and or do you have a game plan that you're playing?
It's kind of already, it's already game plan prior to. We're going to, I have my coaches on Thursday sit with me when we go over the game schedule.
Sure, yeah.
Game plan.
Yeah.
And they have to have who, when somebody's going in.
Sure.
You know, already figured out.
Yep.
I'm not big on all of a sudden the kids saying, oh, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Okay, you're in on the third series. You're going to be in with Tytesma. It's, you know, we'll have Bane and Tytesma in during that time. So, you know, they already know.
So the planning is in there to keep them fresh. Done.
It just was the same thing we had to do at Toledo with the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, the player, I would never just say, okay, the number two's in now.
Yeah.
You know, it was, okay, in the third series,
yeah,
he will be in, or the fourth series, he will be in,
uh-huh,
regardless of where the ball's at,
uh-huh,
and he's going to be in so that everybody knows, you know, all of what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it, guys.
No problem.
Thanks
for
the insight.
Yeah.